listening to The Mainstream with Brett Mabee. As we do continue on with this hour of listening, a shout out to all friends of the show listening digitally and on the AM/FM, including those dialed into KUPR 99.9 FM in and around Placitas, New Mexico. And don't forget that if you do have to step away from listening on your favorite local airwaves, the good news is I do provide the show archive under the archive tab on the full website at mainstreamradio.net. Taking a quick look at a few of the other features on the website, you're also welcome to chat with me right there on the homepage. There's a chat feature. Additionally, you can find the temporary home of the Full Moon Radio there, a digital playground that we're going to be having a lot of fun with in 2026. So stick around for some playful ways that we can have some audio fun together. Additionally, you can submit music, and more information can be found again on the website at mainstreamradio.net. A track from Sword 2 is coming up, and I'll join you one last time after a song from Otis Taylor's My World Is Gone, an album that features native guitar hero Mato Nanji of the band Indigenous. Of course, you might also recall that Mato Nanji is a staple on the Experience Hendrix tour, so stick around for a great track from that dynamic duo. As we get back into the half right now, this one comes from some Atlanta, Georgia rockers, brothers as a matter of fact, who have been going strong since the early 90s at the very least. A fun fact, Black Crow's original name was Mr. Crow's Garden, which was inspired by a children's book. They started as a punk band before shifting to Southern rock. In 2024, they put out an album after a long hiatus, the excellent Happiness Bastards release. And without further ado, it's Wanting and Waiting, getting us back into this block of music on the mainstream.
Trying to lose my lonely and self-imposed exile. time and space. I was thinking about the human race in the age of tenderness and rage. Had me kicking through the end of days. From inside I heard a message cry, shining lightning in the sky. So get your head right and hold it high. Said look around now, baby, you know you got the touch because you're about the human race in the age of tenderness and rage. Had me flipping for an extra page. From inside I heard a message cry, shining like mirrors in the sky. Get it together, kid, it's time to fly. Say look around now, you know you got the touch to be yours.
Right. I'm Ilani, and you're listening to Native Voice One.
They got bank problems, and they're working for the bank. Hungry people, and they're living in the street. You know, oh, you ain't never been to the reservation. You ain't never been to the reservation. Turn into the light, turn into the light. They got babies sleeping on the ground. Oh, and he's drinking his champagne at home. He's eating his caviar, drinking this fine wine. But you know, but you know, he ain't never been to the reservation. He ain't never been to the reservation. Turn, oh, into the light. Look in the light.
Otis Taylor has never been to the reservation from My World Is Gone on the mainstream. If you've never been to the reservation, well, maybe check it out one of these days. That just about does it for me. We also heard Sword 2's Century from their latest album, Electric Hour. And again, we kicked off the block with the Black Crowes, Wanting and Waiting, from the band's long-awaited Happiness Bastards. Thank you for spending some time with me here today. I hope we can do it again sooner than later. As always, check your listings for the many times and ways that you can tune into the mainstream on your favorite local airwaves, as I do broadcast 7 days a week, 3 hours a day. And if you just can't wait and you need a quick fix, head on over to the show archive tab at mainstreamradio.net. In the final block of the hour, a song from Alyssa Amador, but as I've been teasing all hour long, a new track from Jay Lee Wolf's latest album, her 2025 Daughter of the Haze. This is one of my favorite songs on the release, and I gotta be perfectly honest, I'm a fan of every single thing I've heard on the album so far. But what's fun about this is the melodic lines combined with field recordings, which you'll hear throughout Midnight Garden. So without further ado, for your consideration and approval, enjoy this newest edition onto the mainstream. Thank you.
Hey, this is Jaylee Wolf, and you're listening to Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Last night in Atlanta, I was just so tired. I felt empty, I felt full of lead. I sang to the red glow of the exit sign, as if it were the light at the end. How much longer can I go singing to them if they don't come back again and again? When it's so hard not to feel that the beauty isn't real, that it's never
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.